Title: CMS releases notice of benefit and payment parameters for 2024 final rule. Content: On April 17, 2023, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, released the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Notice of Benefit and Payment Parameters for 2024 Final Rule, the notice, that includes standards for issuers and marketplaces, and requirements for agents, brokers, web brokers, and others. The notice implements various changes previously proposed by CMS, including I, requiring provider networks to comply with network adequacy standards and delaying the implementation of appointment wait time standards, 2, standardizing plan options, 3, adding special enrollment periods to increase ease of obtaining coverage, 4, strengthening markets, and V, bolstering program integrity. Network adequacy standards. CMS now requires all individual market qualified health plans, QHPs, including standalone dental plans, SEPs, and all small business health option program plans across all marketplace types, to use a network of providers that comply with the standards set out in the Network Adequacy and Essential Community Provider Regulations. Further, the new rules remove the previous exception to the network adequacy standards that allowed plans not using a network provider to avoid compliance with said standards, while creating a new limited exception to the requirement for SADP issuers selling plans in areas where it is prohibitively difficult for the issuer to establish a network of dental providers. Determinations for this exception must be made based on attestations from state departments of insurance in states with at least 80% of their counties classified as counties with extreme access considerations that at least one of the following factors exists in the area serviced by the issuer: a significant shortage of dental providers, a significant number of dental providers unwilling to contract with marketplace issuers, or significant geographic limitations impacting consumer access to dental providers. Narrowing the exception to compliance with network adequacy standards, and thus requiring the vast majority of plans to ensure they have sufficient hospitals and providers to serve their members, will generate a certain measure of predictability for consumers in evaluating the kind of plans that are available to them and which providers are in-network. Additionally, CMS has chosen to delay the application of appointment wait time standards until plan year 2025 in order for CMS to develop specific guidelines on how issuers should collect the required data and to allow the public to provide feedback on the proposed rules. Standardizing plan options. As part of its drive to simplify consumer choices regarding health plans, CMS has implemented a number of changes aimed at increasing efficiency and reducing consumer confusion. First, CMS has removed the standardized plan option for the non-expanded bronze medal level. As such, beginning in the plan year 2024, issuers who offer QHPs through federally facilitated marketplaces and state-based marketplaces on the federal platform must offer standardized QHP options designed by CMS at every product network type, at every medal level except the non-expanded bronze medal level, and in every service area for which that issuer offers non-standardized QHPs. Additionally, CMS has decreased the amount of non-standardized plan options that issuers who offer QHPs can offer through marketplaces on the federal platform. Beginning in plan year 2024, the number of non-standardized plan options will be limited to 4 non-standardized plan options per product network type, medal level, excluding catastrophic plans, and inclusion of dental and/or vision benefit coverage in any service area. Beginning plan year 2025, the 4-option limit will drop to 2. CMS rationale for this change is to cut down on the large number of plans being offered, and in doing so help to both alleviate the risk of choosing ineffective health plans and to avoid plan choice overload by consumers. However, CMS will permit flexibility for plans that provide a certain amount of additional dental and/or vision benefit coverage, though it is important to note that this requirement only applies to plans offered through the federal marketplace, and not to issuers in state-based marketplaces, small business health option program plans, or SAPs. CMS also now requires SADP issuers to standardize